Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Good choice. This is a good choice. This is the right choice.
This feels 80s.
Yeah, it's Teen Wolf, baby. Teen Wolf. You and Jess ever sit down and just watch Teen Wolf?
We have, actually. I love Teen Wolf.
You should.
Great movie. Styles. Boof.
Right.
Boof Bonzer, Doug, is it?
Scott Howard?
I haven't seen the picture.
And then the blonde girl was supposed to be attractive, but I think I might pay her no mind.
She was supposed to be.
But it had, a chromosomal issue or something?
You know what? Perhaps.
Okay.
Gabe DeArmond just announced that the Missouri-Nebraska game of 1997 might be one of the best college football games in history.
It really is a slow news week,
I'm telling you.
This is where it's that week there's no games to cover, where you just rank things.
So we're just announcing that that game 20 years ago was a really good game.
We read the LPGA money list earlier.
I swear to you, and I'm being serious, because for the reals, I have absolutely, just 101 ESPN, they do their thing, and it's obviously a lot different than our thing. So God bless them, and there's no like radio wars or anything like that. But if you work over there and you have to talk sports, what in the world do you do this week? They got to be doing like a gimmicky thing. I don't know what you would do, because I know they got to like talk sports.
I think you talk about the LeVar Ball had a rough opener, and boy, Tatum looks like the real deal.
You know what? So I wanted to see post game sound from, is it Kyle Freeland, who came two outs away from a no hitter in Colorado yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
And so they went with that on ESPN, and then the next thing on their rundown was Jason Tatum, and how good he's playing so far in the rookie league.
Exhibition basketball.
That he's got a double-double, yeah. And that Ryan Russillo tweeted out he might have one of the top five turnaround jumpers right now in the NBA.
Let's go rank them. Number one, KD. Number two, Paul George. Number three, Jason Tatum. Number four, James Harden. Doug, who's number five?
See, I don't look at like the, you know, the Calvin May questions and go, God, what kind of industry do we choose? I look at the stuff that's supposedly the best and go, what kind of industry did we choose? That like this LeVar Ball thing, like that's like a real thing. And it's like, you know, how Sarah Palin was in 2008 and 2009, and she kept being on the front page of, and I'm going, what in the world? Like, I don't think most people even could remember who Mitt Romney's running mate was. But then this was like a whole thing because it got clicks. And ESPN's just playing to it that there's, for whatever reason, you know, if there wasn't interest, they wouldn't provide the conduit to give it. But my God, he's everywhere. And now we're covering rookie league NBA right after a guy on one of the better teams in the game was two outs away from the first ever no-hitter in Colorado. Ah!
Well, LeVar Ball's dad is just kind of what a lot of the
LeVar is the dad, so his dad, the grandpa. What's his name? Lonzo is the kid.
That's right. LeVar is just kind of what the media and a lot of sports have come to. Say and do something just as ridiculous as you can, and we'll all pay attention to it.
He's really entertaining, though.
He is.
Even though I'm not all about his style and maybe how he raises his kids, you can't argue the fact that, first of all his kids are studs. The other two...
Doug's going to argue that.
One of them is arguably better... than Lonzo.
Have you seen him play?
LaMelo. He's the one that scored like 100 points in a high school game and everybody ripped on him because he didn't play defense the whole game. He just cherry-picked the entire game. It was kind of a big faux controversy about 4 months ago. But again, he's great for business because he says outlandish stuff. I'm not saying I agree with it, but he's very entertaining.
I wonder if cherry-picking isn't a decent strategy to have. Go ahead and play 4-on-5 defense, and if you can get a rebound, throw it down the length of the court, layup. Don't you think you get more points that way than playing it legit 5-on-5? Even 5-on-4, you can stop them frequently, but they're never going to stop the guy who's wide open down at the other end of the court.
It's a good point, Doug. Maybe you should be a coach.
If he can score 100 points in one game doing that, I'm assuming his team won.
I think they did. I'll look it up. It was like, I believe it was like 160 to 130.
Yeah.
But that's not basketball.
It might be. Well, who says it's not?
I do.
They're playing. Doug, this is PGA Pro Dan, who just announced that if I do not defeat Jennings on Friday, he is hanging up his sticks. It's essentially now a retirement match, similar to those casket matches where somebody would get buried alive if they lost to The Undertaker.
Like someone found another job, so they make it up like, loser leaves forever, and forever is a long, long time.
Yeah, PGA Pro Dan.
I want to put my reputation out there that I feel strongly about Tim's chances on Friday. And
why?
And obviously he said we have to tease more about things. We're teasing about it. Doug, I'm out here practicing for Sunday, walking down a construction zone with my golf bag on full of concrete blocks to prepare for Friday, because not only have I got to keep Tim focused, the circus that's going to be around this match is just going to be crazy.
Like it's going to be like Patrick Reed and Rory McIlroy at Hazeltine.
I don't know that it will
be. It's just going to be a zoo.
Well, the circus isn't around the match. It's in your match. Your other two.
Yeah, I know.
So what's in it for you to retire if he loses?
Well, Tim had a very good training session down south. We won't state the scores, but he did very well. And he's come back.
It's classified.
We don't want anybody went to Vegas line to move.
Right.
Jay to get any insight. But he's had a couple bad rounds. My suggestion to Tim is take 2 days off. Don't play golf. Don't play golf up until maybe Wednesday. And then you'll be fine for Friday's match.
Doug, how do you feel about that?
For me, I just want him to win. I want to go on because I want to carry and play him in the same match sometime down the road.
Yeah, he wants to carry my bag and play against me.
Heaven's sakes.
You're getting pretty cocky because you haven't beat Cucky yet. Then you got
to
play me. So you already got you beating Cucky and me.
I prepare for Cucky. My wife wants to come out and watch the match on Sunday and bring the kids. And I said, you probably shouldn't do that.
You're hearing the kind of attendance at these things.
There won't be much attendance. But this is what you do for a living. And you're willing to give that all up if Tim slices on the 14th hole?
Oh, no. It'll be over by then. He's going to win. There's a lot of pressure on Jay, more than there is.
There isn't pressure on Jay. Jay's like a three handicap or something. And that's his layout. That's his track.
Yeah. Doug, there's more pressure on me to play Cucky on Sunday than there is in this match, and I'm going to get it.
Wow.
I guarantee you that. Hmm. Somebody with a two handicap playing against somebody who is a 8-15 or 16, I don't know what Cucky is. But
what is Cucky's handicap, Plow All-Star Break?
I'd say a 10 or a 12. I think you get your hands full in more ways than one, if you know what I mean.
The guy with the cutoff shorts and a cutoff shirt wearing a gimp mask is a 10 handicap. I don't buy it.
He's good.
Is he really a 10 handicap?
Yeah, he's good. He's pretty legit.
Wow.
I saw some of his swings on video from Friday. So, yeah, I'm ready for him.
See, Doug, people are watching
hopefully
film.
Hopefully he wears a gimp mask.
What are you going to wear?
I wouldn't bring your kids.
No, that's what I told my wife. No, why? And I showed her the video from him in the bathroom with the gimp mask, and she goes, oh.
Yeah.
And then she goes, maybe I should wear a gimp mask. And I said, well, if you want to come wear one, it might be a distraction. For the, who knows.
I think so.
But Tim's going to play well on Friday.
Clip that off.
We need to do a caddy wager on this, I guess.
Yeah, and how about Iggy being on Jennings' bag? I can't believe what's going on.
I can't either. I'm torn.
I'm glad we're walking.
I'm so upset at myself.
You're walking. You're not taking a cart.
Yeah, PJ Pro Dan says once he found that Big Al was in the foursome, that he said we have to walk.
Why?
I don't know, but I know he told me.
Wants to walk. It's golf.
He's not carrying his bag. He'll be fine. I'm the one carrying the bag in 100 degree temperatures. It'll be all right.
Why do you want to do that?
Nobody's carrying a bag. It'll be on the back of the cart.
Oh,
Tim's not walking.
I might walk.
I sat in Cletus's cart yesterday and washed his balls, helped him with yardage and red putts. No bag came off that cart.
Michelle's playing over at French Lick this week. My guy who runs the course over there is going to try to get some stuff for you if you want anything.
Doug, what's it?
Maybe an autograph or picture.
For what?
There's a big tournament in French Lick, Indiana, isn't there?
Senior LPGA Championship, first ever.
Oh, okay.
It's on the Golf Channel tonight.
I like Laura Davies' chances.
Yeah, Big Mama.
He is playing.
Joanne Carner. I hope she does well.
Babe,
how about Patty Berg? Patty Berg played a linebacker on one of Bud Wilkinson's clubs.
I'll take Chris Cheddar.
PJ Pro Dan, I mean, so if I lose on Friday, then that means Cucky just automatically advances to the second round.
Yeah, and I'm also, you know, giving up my match if that happens, but I'm willing to wager it. But I like our chances. I really like our chances. If you can keep the ball in the fairway, I'll get you into
the That's the issue, Doug. That's the issue right now. That's what people are starting to say. He's not hitting fairways.
Two or three going to 11. That's the hole it's going to I know it gives you fits.
Oh, number 11, Doug. Number 11.
How many strokes are you getting? Do you know yet?
Jennings told me five.
Five? So you get one on one?
What in the world is that? What was that that just happened? What was that,
PG? I told you, I'm practicing carrying my bag down a road
yep.
through construction zone. Well, trying to get myself ready for this.
Map these out. So get one on 1, 7, 10, 11, and I'm not sure what the 5 handicap hole is.
Doug, what is the 5 handicap?
I don't know. Slightest idea.
I think it might be that par 5 that's like 380.
No.
The one that I actually have eagled. Be nice. It's going to be tough for Jay to get me there if I eagle. All right, PGA Pro Dan, I appreciate you putting your career on the line. God help us all.
A lot of pressure now.
Guys, my parents live in Tapawingo and were frightened Friday when they walked up on a golfer and his guy caddy tongue-kissing on the side of their house.
Oh, right there on the side of the house.
Pretty sure me and Cuck and Soulard Twink Boy and Tramsy, we walked across... I forgot what hole it was, but there were houses on the ridge to our right, and it looked like a swingers little get-together.
Oh, no, how could you tell?
Well, it was White Rock Pool, so that's a dead giveaway.
Right.
And then along with that, there was a ton of couples. You can hear the laughing. You
could
hear
a party. Could you have stumbled on
simply a party?
This was
going on at like 10 o'clock on Friday morning?
No, I think this is about 1:30.
Yeah, I guess that's right then.
Yeah, so we were deep into our round, you know, trying to concentrate, and it just seemed like... You know, you could hear the chatter. You could hear the guys laughing as well. It sounded like everyone getting along.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes at a party, you don't get that much noise. So I think there was this potential swingers there. I'm not for sure. I can't verify. But I did see the White Rock.
Right. So you have strong suspicions that that's what was going on.
Yes.
It wasn't just people having lunch or anything.
Yes. It was a huge house, too.
There's a lot of big, gorgeous houses up in there.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Yeah,
beautiful
they
do. Course.
Nice mm-hmm. track.
Wonderful layout. Well, I really couldn't play, not with that chigger scare that I had. Oh, I was battling chiggers, Chuck.
What Ooh. Happened? You went out in some tall brush?
Apparently, because I had several chigger bites. No one suffered like I have.
So where'd you get these, though?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
I don't even know.
Segment 2 podcast isn't working. Suck it, Plowsy. That's from the 314. Well, these listeners, Doug, if the podcast, I mean, that segment ended
we're on
15
live.
Minutes ago.
It's live right now. You don't have to podcast. Just turn on the radio.
That segment was pretty good, though.
It was.
Let's be honest.
Where we listed the LPGA money leaders.
By the way, segment. If you were wondering, Babe Diedrichsen
Zaharias
sure. died in 1957, so she's not going to be participating this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, one of the greatest female athletes of all time.
Unbelievable, Tim, when I'm looking at her Wikipedia page.
Uh-huh.
She was the first great women's golfer.
Yeah.
And also, Doug, we're talking gold medalist
Olympic star.
In the 80-meter hurdles.
Are you just now hearing about this
throw?
Woman? You're just
now... I know.
Nice show prep.
I didn't know all of her accomplishments. I'm not old like you.
Well, you know, I wasn't around for Babe Ruth either, but I read about him.
I think around for the end, probably.
I think Alex Karras's wife played her.
Oh,
in the
ma'am,
movie.
Yes. George Papadopoulos.
No, Alex Karras played her husband in the movie.
The film... There was a film on Webster, Emmanuel Lewis.
That's entirely different.
I think it was called Babe.
I think so. And Alex.
No, it was about a pig and it talked.
George Zaharias, an athlete himself, like a discus thrower or something.
Doug, is Tapawingo a nice property? Thanks. That's from Craig the CPA.
It's a wonderful property.
My favorite hole in the property.
Okay, don't say that. It doesn't make you golf any smarter than anybody else because you say property.
So wait a hold on a second here. How many chigger bites do you have?
Oh, a half dozen. Seven.
And they're real
maybe.
Itchy?
Yeah.
You didn't do any yard work recently? You don't
well,
no
I have
no idea how
little,
you got
I have done a little bit of yard work. I don't know. I can't pinpoint exactly where I got it. I just know that probably no one has ever suffered with a health problem like I suffered last weekend.
Man.
Itching.
Could you do the sportscasts?
Barely. I guess the adrenaline caught up with me and I was able to get through two,
Did
two three
know?
Minutes.
That, you know, that obviously you're trying to do that.
Now that was I remember that. Don't tell me. That's
Doug. Don't say
Scooter
anything.
Jeanette. Scooter.
That's
Jeanette,
right. That's exactly
the guy
right.
interviewing Scooter Jeanette.
He was so excited. Up. He was so excited. He couldn't come up with even.
Let me
one
tell you
question.
Something. When you hold rights, and a guy hits four home runs,
right.
you have a soft cow.
Did you know? That, you know that obviously you're trying to do that.
Oh, he was so excited, man.
Doug, this is Mike Lee.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Well, that's Friday.
We saw you, and it seemed like you had a wonderful time.
Yeah, I did take a picture with three girls.
Very nice. And you and Larry Nickel were driving around in a cart right behind me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you hit a few? Did you get out the club and hit one or two, Mike?
Hey, Dad, do you play golf too?
I do play golf. I didn't play Friday, but I do play, yeah.
You play like a baby.
Okay, knock it off.
Yeah.
Knock it off. Did you play at all last Friday?
I ride around golf.
With Larry Nickel.
All right. Sometimes that's more fun than playing.
Yeah, I just ride around. Yeah.
What did you guys talk about, you and Larry in the cart all day? I'd be curious.
We didn't say much. We just ride around.
Right. Just enjoy the property.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people know my name over there.
I bet everybody knew your name there.
Everybody know my name. Everybody know my name.
They
knew
who
there.
You were. Sure they did. Sure they did.
Yeah.
Hello, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
So, everybody know my name.
Yeah. Well, that helps. That helps. You had a good time, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you have a donut or two while you were there?
I like eat donuts.
Yeah. Like we all do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I eat chocolate donut.
Yeah. Did you have a nice lunch a little later?
That one, I eat the hamburger.
Ate the burger there. Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you have for dinner?
Huh?
Yeah, What'd you have for dinner?
Yep.
Pizza.
Pizza Very for nice. Dinner? Did you go out later for ice cream, maybe?
So, just pizza. Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
How come you make love with Ryan Kelly?
Put him down! Put him down! Mike Lee, let me get out the suspension log heel. Thank you, Hot Shots, for the leather-bound suspension log heel.
Mike Lee just got himself suspended.
Just got himself suspended a period of 2 days' time. I'm writing his name down with an ink pen from Wright Business Products.
Guys, I noticed that Larry has graduated. He's at a party for said graduation, but not yet announced a job. Thoughts? Well, Doug, it is a tough job market out there for broadcasters.
It absolutely is. Yeah, no doubt about that. We warned him. We warned him.
I bet he's working on something. There was a WWE pay-per-view last night.
There was? Well, if he could find a way to monetize his little pregame rants that he goes on, too.
Seems like he has sponsors.
Maybe that's his deal.
Speaking of wrestling, George Zaharias,
right,
a pro wrestler, married Babe Diedrichson Zaharias in St. Louis.
Oh, really?
In St. Louis, Missouri, December 23rd, 1938.
Probably at St. Gabriel's.
His nickname, the Crying Greek. From Cripple Creek.
Probably not a nickname you want as a wrestler. The Crying Greek.
The Crying Greek from Cripple Creek.
Cripple Creek, Colorado?
Yeah, Biff.
Yes.
Good. Hey, there.
Hello, Biff. Yeah, we're here.
Hey, Tim. Sorry. And Iggy, I got to apologize. I did invite you guys to play in the DB's tournament.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But right after I invited you, that was about a month ago at the TMA Live, you know?
Right.
So I went in to go buy the, whatever. I was going to pay for it. I went in to buy it, and the thing was sold out, the tournament.
So you can't play either?
So you're not playing today. That's a shame.
Well, no, here's what happened. But the guy that runs the thing, the guy in control of DB's, he's like, hey, he hollered back at me right before the tournament, and if a spot opens up, someone backs out, what have you, I'll get you in. I'm like, okay. So I go down there Friday, and because I felt bad because I already said something to you guys. And he goes, man, he goes, I don't have any openings. He goes, call me Sunday night, about 9, 10 o'clock. He goes, and if I got an extra cart, do you just want to hang out, and just talk to the girls and tip the girls and stuff? And I said, yeah. So last night I call him about 10 o'clock and he goes, hey, Biff, yeah, I got a cart for you if you just want to hang out and have fun. I'm like, okay. And then it's like 10 o'clock on a Sunday night, and I'm like, I don't want to think that Iggy and Tim are going to be awake to where I could call them. I shouldn't be bothering them. Is that, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, sure. I wouldn't have taken the call anyway. But so what's Big Al doing? He said he's playing with you today.
Yeah, well, we're not playing. We're just going to ride in a cart and just go look at the girls.
That's not creepy or anything.
Well, no. Why is everything going to be all creepy with you, Doug? Can't guys have fun?
Well, you can, but you're just going to go and ogle at the girls?
My favorite hole.
Just go to the golf cart and just park there and look at the girls?
I mean, I know all of them. We're going to go over there, and they got food and drinks, and I know a lot of people there.
I bet there could be some girl-on-girl play.
Oh, you know there will be, Tim. I'll give you a full report about it, too.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I would take that phone call. That's the phone call I'll take.
Well, I just wanted to clarify so you guys weren't mad at me that you thought I ditched you for Big Al, because that's not what happened.
Yeah, that'd smart a bit. Mm-hmm. So you're not playing golf, you're just driving around in a cart today with Big Al.
Yeah, we and Big Al are just going to the DB's tournament, and see, they got all the DB's girls there working, you know, in their outfits. And other girls. And we're just going to hang out and have fun, yeah.
And nobody ever has to work. Nobody ever has a job on a Monday.
Well, that's why I knew Al would answer his phone at midnight or whatever on a Sunday night, you know. And sure enough, first ring, he goes, yeah, what you got? What you got? You know, he answered his phone first
somebody
ring.
Called me. Oh, somebody called me.
Well, obviously he doesn't need his putter today. That was stolen.
Yeah, I guess not. But anyways, this TMA Live this Thursday.
Yeah, it's Doug at Hot Shots Bridgeton.
Okay.
Is there going to be a foot fetish this Thursday?
God. Maybe if you line up one of the girls that you
Yeah, why don't you bring some
today?
Of these girls?
Well, is there a foot thing or no?
Yes.
You don't know? Oh, there is?
Yes.
For sure?
Doug,
what's
is
the prizes?
I don't know.
Doug, what are the prizes?
That I don't know either.
Well, what if I just pay a couple of good-looking girls to come do it?
Well, that's probably par for the course, but yep. We do have a pair of Aldean tickets. I would imagine that's going to be attractive.
Yeah, I got another Uber driver I could bring. She's pretty hot too.
When is that concert? We've been giving those tickets away for 3 months.
I think these might be like the movie tickets that expired years ago.
Well, didn't you guys didn't you have some people just show up Friday just to hang out at the golf thing?
Doug, was there a gallery?
I don't believe that was the case, no.
Well, if you'd listen to, when we were listening to the live broadcast Friday, it sounded like it was everything but golf going on. It was just donut eating.
Well, it hadn't started yet. It hadn't started. We were gathered there, you know, at the clubhouse area to do the show, and then when it started, people went out and golfed.
Was there any onion rings on the toilet handles down there?
No, I didn't see that. No.
No.
There were lots of donuts. So we got some of them.
Now, I think Jimmy the Bull and the Apache just came just to witness the event.
Oh, well, that could be. But did they hang around for the golf? Or did
yes,
they...
because I was finishing up number 9 on the Woodlands, and I heard the Apache give out his war cry on number 1 on Merrimack.
You could hear that war cry. I don't know what track we were on, but you could hear that thing from 20 miles away.
Yep.
I don't believe they left the Twin Peaks tent the whole day, actually.
Hey, Iggy, you're not mad at me, are you? You get the story that
nobody
was told. Okay.
Yeah, I was sitting right. Here.
What's that?
I had my headphones on. I heard it.
Yeah. Hey, Iggy, who's your favorite adult performers of all time?
Good question, Iggy. You're Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Well, I dropped 20 of them at once. Christy Canyon, number one.
Christy Canyon's one. That's surprising. Would Nah Jameson be on your Mount Rushmore?
She would. Yeah, she was top 10. I think I had Christy Canyon 1. I think I had Jesse Jane 2, Kay Parker 3, Dillian Harper 4.
Then she used to come on and give us fantasy football advice. Now, who's yours, Biff? Who's your Mount Rushmore?
I put Carmen Luvana up there. You like her, too?
Doug, a Puerto Rican sensation who retired in 2007, I think?
I have no idea.
Carmen Luvana, Jesse Jane. And then... What about Jenna Jameson?
Yeah, not Jameson.
Yeah. And then I don't know about the fourth one. I have to think about it.
Right.
How about Seika? She came in and kicked Jay right in the chops.
Yep, she did. It was very hot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she was kind of a heavyset senior citizen at the time. Wasn't that
hey,
hot.
You know what you were saying about what does the ESPN thing do? What do they do the next 4 days? Because after the... Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game tomorrow night. You know, that's Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday of this week are the only 2 days of the year where there's no professional sports. Did you know that?
I believe I did. Mm-hmm. I believe we could have figured that one. Yep.
Well, I mean, most people didn't really notice that there's no professional sports.
I know.
What do you guys do at Channel 4? You just take off all week?
Could. Actually, those are the hardest days. The hardest days we have is when there's nothing going on. Then you got to make something up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do? You're not working either.
No, I'm going to ride around in the golf cart and look at the girls.
I know. I would like to have the type of job where I could do that, where I could take a weekday just whenever and just go.
Well, you got to have other people out there working, making money for you so you don't have to work, yeah. Doug, is what you have to do.
I understand that, and you've got it figured out.
Sometimes. Not all the times. Yeah.
You got any openings there?
Can you lay bricks or anything?
Sure.
Yeah, I bet Doug would be really good.
Just run a chalk line.
He wouldn't complain
mortar.
At all.
Do some brick work.
Do you got your commercial driver's license, Doug?
I don't.
No?
I have to have that? I got like a chauffeur's license?
Hey, is that true with Cusimano?
Never mind.
Cusimano brags all the time that for like the last 20 years that Channel 4 has only beat Channel 5 like once in the ratings for one quarter. Is that true?
No, it's not true.
Wait, he says you got some jacket and you wore it because you beat them in one quarter.
I do. I have a jacket. We're going back 10 years where they gave us jackets.
I was still there when that happened. I remember that.
Yeah, we were the top rated 10 o'clock show in the nation, in the country, had the highest rating. So they gave us a jacket that said that and it drove Frank crazy. He hated that coat.
But he said that's the only quarter you ever beat him in like 20
true.
Years.
No, it's not true at all. No.
You saying fake news?
Well, what?
Yeah.
You guys do fake news over there?
We don't do fake news, and that's why we're number one.
Well, how come you didn't take my advice and get some young... See, if you took my advice and got some young hot chicks to work there, and you could just coach them from your phone back home, and you could get the day off.
Coach them from my phone? I hadn't thought of that. The consultant hadn't brought that up yet, but I'll suggest it next time they're there.
Just shoot them a few texts, you know, on what to say, and they could stand up there and look pretty, and we wouldn't have to look at an old man on TV every night.
All right. All right, we'll get on that, Biff.
He's not wrong.
Well,
no, he's
well,
not.
If you get out there much, Doug, like when I go to other cities, I like to watch the local sports to see what's going on and to see.
Sure.
And almost always it's inevitably some young mid-20s hot chick with large breasts and a nice dress. Yep. And that's who's giving the sports in most of these other cities, Doug. And then we turn Channel 4 and we got an old man Doug standing there.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I couldn't be any sorrier.
I mean, you do got a good monologue and all, but...
You do monologues now?
You do monologues?
Oh, let's take a look at the headlines today.
Tell a couple jokes. Then move on with a few scores and highlights.
Well, I think you should just produce it all. I mean, maybe you could even be like Bob Barker and, you know, like, and today, given the sports, here's Julie. And you just, like, you present her, and then she actually gives the sports, and you just kind of stand in the background, and you actually wrote everything she's saying, you know.
It's not a bad idea. Yeah, it'll probably come to that.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to, eventually, they can't put enough makeup on you to make you presentable, right?
Biff yeah. decided to do a little roast here this morning. All right, Biff, thank you. Good luck today with the golf cart.
Yeah, if there's any girl action, I'll get Jillian on that, Tim.
Thank you so much. Biff. Guys, I think Biff was masturbating on the air. Thanks. That's from Mr. Nipples.
Doug, how do you feel now? You got dressed down. He took your measure.
Biff is definitely addicted to weird porn. Thanks. That's from Butch Patrick to Werewolf now.
Mm.
Big Al texting and tell Biff I have a hundo worth of dollar bills. I'm on the way. So those two will be in a golf cart. Right. That'd be great to have the White Collar Gangster Facebook Live that today.
How do you think the girls feel about that?
They're not strippers.
I know. They're just there trying to make a dollar or two selling beers or something, and they're going to have those two guys circling like vultures.
If I'm a chick, I would love it. You got a guy who has a penthouse overlooking Busch Stadium. You got Big Al. I think you could make thousands of dollars just standing there with the tatas hanging out. If I was a chick, I would embrace
thousands?
It.
Thousands? You think they'll make thousands?
Maybe not. She'd probably make a few $100 off of just them. That's well worth it for me.
Well, he paid $3,000 for a phone number.
Yes, he did.
You can text Janine now if you want. That's her side business.
Some guy came up to me Friday before, I guess it was in the 9 o'clock hour, and said, Iggy, how much would it cost me? I'll donate to your favorite charity if you can give me Janine's phone number.
Doug, do you have a problem?
Really? Did you take it up on the offer?
No, it's even for charity, that'd be great, but it's not mine to
you
give.
You got to respect the code. You got to respect the code.
Oh.
I said, you can call her, $4 a minute.
How do you get charged for that?
I've never done it, but she tweets out, here's my text number, text me, it's $4 a minute, or call me, here's my
number. And
then
you can text with her.
Doug, you should do that. That's your way out of the business.
You'd have to give up a credit card number or something to actually get charged.
But then you could text with Janine.
I don't give a rat's behind if I ever text with Janine.
I texted her yesterday, got no response back.
And it still costs you $4.
It'll cost me nothing, but...
Doug, how about this? Babe Diedrichsen Zaharias once said, true story, listen to this, listen to this. She said, quote, it's not enough just to swing at the ball.
No.
You've got to loosen your girdle and really let the ball have it.
Yep. That's what PGA Pro Dan said to me about this Friday.
Loosen your girdle, baby.
And she was big in like the 30s, 40s?
30s, 40s, 50s.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's good that you keep bringing that up because it's very topical stuff. It's what people are talking about.
Kind of a fun Twitter exchange yesterday. Unbelievable to see it, really. Two of the greats communicating on Twitter. Janine sent out a picture. And then Gentile, who is on Twitter, at Gentile for real.
Jim Gentile was the first baseman for the Houston Colt 45s back when they were first in the league. Jim Gentile.
Big slugger?
He was a big left-handed slugger.
Tweeted at Janine. I couldn't believe I was witnessing this. Neener, this picture makes me want to hug your neck, woman, and then maybe nibble on your toes.
Okay.
Love you, lady. That's from Gentile for real.
Love you, lady. And you follow these people, do you? For that kind of discourse. Did that cost you money? Just reading it.
I don't believe so, but if it did, I'd pay.
Discourse.
Watch this. Neener, neener, neener.
Okay. Very cool.
Doug, sex me tonight. Texting free. Touching's going to cost you. It's from Butch Patrick's Werewolf Doll. Tim, I'd pay 20 a minute to talk to you, buddy. It's from Grimy from South County.
The scary thing is, I think with this listening audience, Doug, if you actually did charge people, let's say $2 a minute, I think people actually would call you.
Oh, you do?
I'm dead serious.
I think so,
Tim. Tim, am I wrong?
I think we can maybe get this done.
Yeah, let's get that set up. I get how much time do I have to spend with them?
As long as they want to keep paying.
Okay, and it's like $2 a minute, you said? Yeah, I think I'd do that.
You could be shipping $120 an hour.
Right.
You could do this all day and just talk with the listeners.
That's about 20 times what I make normally, so sure, I would do that.
What if you had to use sexually charged language, though?
I wouldn't care. $120 an hour, that's fine. You want me to talk dirty to the listeners for $120 an hour? I'm in.
Oh, good old Doug. Never change, buddy.
Doug, why is Tim always right? Thanks. That's Ace from the South.
Okay, stop it, Acer.
Kind of a fun little story here. Doug, Leonardo DiCaprio has no problem with having a dad bod. The Wolf of Wall Street star was overheard boasting about his workout habits, or lack thereof, at a pre-4th of July bash in Malibu, California. Quote, it was a party at this private estate. He was drinking his beer and bragging to these models about how he doesn't work out, a spy told us. Apparently, the girls weren't impressed. Quote, the girls were like, does he think that's attractive? It's not like he's in Titanic shape anymore, the source quipped.
The source quipped. In other words, we made it up.
First of all, do you think if any of these models has a shot at Leo, they're going to turn that down? Come on now. I don't care what his bod looks like.
Is he married?
No, he's banging them two at a time.
I would think he probably would be.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like this little crew that goes around Hollywood, New York, and they just pick them off, man. That's what they do. Kind of like me at the landing.
Isn't like Tobey Maguire his like BFF?
Yeah. A lot of poker. And then I think Orlando Bloom, maybe? Is that Orlando Bloom? Is he in there?
He's kind of snuck in there in the last few weeks.
Billy D. Williams.
They just go to the hot spots, the trendy parties and things, and the clubs. And
they brag about not working out and disappoint the models.
Well, I'd say they got it figured out then, don't they?
I'm jealous.
Not a bad life, Doug.
But you do that at the landing?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah. It's hot. It's very hot.
What's your club of choice on the landing?
Buka.
Buka. I don't believe I've been to that one or even seen it.
I think I did go to Buka once.
See?
Is
you probably
still around?
Saw me there banging him to a
still around?
I don't think so. I think Dr. John's and the 1380 Studios are still there, and that's about
There's one place down there. I'm not going to mention the name. and this is probably 5 years ago, I was down there. I don't know why, but I swear I was walking around and there were 14-year-olds in that bar. I'm telling you.
14 bills.
There were kids that, I mean, you know, like college kids are going to use their fake IDs and all that, but they at least look like they're close to 21. These kids looked like they were closer to seventh grade walking around drinking. I won't mention the establishment.
That was the hot spot there for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe the mid-80s?
What, Boomers?
Just at Landing. That was the probably the
number. Dirtwater Fox, Harpo's.
Boomers was down there.
Sundeckers, was that there?
Yeah.
Clay Morgan Alley.
Muddy Waters was there for a long time in the 70s anyway. And it was so packed, you'd stand in line to get in there.
Back when Keith Hernandez was playing.
About that time.
And here's Keith Hernandez reacting to the Cardinals base running on the SNY broadcast of the Cardinals and Mets game. Take a listen, would you?
Hit the lever, please.
Look at the terrible slide.
He was out.
Jeez. What's he doing? He slowed up, and that's why he's out.
Well, the Cardinals are going to challenge. But that was an awful slide by Piscotty.
What are they doing? Do they know how to play? Look at this.
I think that when he saw it go off Rivera's glove, he just assumed that he was going to be safe and was going to go in standing. And then he had to react late when he saw Reyes make the play.
You know what happens when you assume, don't you?
I know, but it happens all the time now.
This is just awful, Gare. I'm sorry. There's no excuse for it.
But
if the ball's off the glove, and you don't think it's going to go to the shortstop, then it's going to go into shallow left field. You're going to run hard, take the turn, and go to third. You're not going to slow down. There's no excuse.
What team's he broadcasting for?
You said it earlier today. You know, you have to explain things these days that are just not explainable.
And I just don't want to always sound like I'm always negative up here, but it's every day there's something that... You know, you make mistakes, and you know you make mental errors. As long as you're hustling, that's fine. But these are baseball 101 mistakes, and this is just—I mean, it's just awful. This is a Cardinal team. It's just stunning.
Stephen Wilde says, "Godspeed, Keith. We could use some of that around here. I'm tired of it."
We had a little bit though. I went to the game yesterday, but
you held somebody accountable.
I always hold people accountable via Twitter, okay? But Saturday, I was watching the game, and McCarver, I'm paraphrasing, but Danny Mac said something about the bad base running, and it wasn't anything super negative, but then McCarver goes, it's been terrible all year. And he said, I mean, he said something like that. I can't remember the exact wording, but he ripped into him pretty good.
It has been horrendous. There are times you just shake your head and wonder if they what kind of coaching they've had throughout their life. Do you really have to tell major leaguers that you don't get caught stealing at third for the third out of the inning? Molina, Yadier Molina, out at third stealing for the third out of an inning. They had first and third, one out with Jerko at the plate, and Pham got caught stealing with two outs. You got your cleanup hitter at the plate, first and third, two outs, and you get caught stealing. I mean, it's just craziness.
He was trying to help up my fantasy team, so I respect that. Thank you, Tom.
Grab a bag.
There was a throw from the outfield. DeJong was playing shortstop, throw from the outfield. He wasn't on the base. They eventually overturned the call, but he was 3 feet in front of the base to take the throw.
New strategy.
Right.
You don't know. It's kind of new level thinking, sabermetrics.
There was another play, runner at first. I think they hit a ground ball to first, and they threw to second for the force out, and DeJong wasn't on the base to get the force out. He wound up running after the guy to tag him out.
The guy just hit 3 home runs against the Mets.
Hold him accountable.
He had like 17 doubles, okay?
Yeah, terrific hitter.
And you want him sent back down to the Bush League?
No, there's just certain things you wonder, do you really have to tell people some of these things?
Why don't you go down there in the clubhouse, walk up to him and say, look, Youngsy, I know you're hitting the ball real nice-like, but how about the glove work? Let's stay on the bag, bud.
So you should just let it go? You should not, the guy hits a home run so you don't say anything if he makes a couple of mental errors?
Doug, I'm just kidding.
Wow, breaking news here. I don't know if this has ever even happened before. Is it Tyrell? Tyrell? Tyrell?
Well, who are we talking about?
Hatton.
Oh, Hatsy. I think it's I just call him Ty.
Tyrell Hatton says, don't think I'll ever do this again. Hold a 4-iron, first ever albatross. Next hole, par 3, hold my 8-iron. Back-to-back hole outs. Sick.
And who is that? Who's Ty Hatton?
PGA golfer.
He is?
Charlie's writing it down. He's going to use it tonight.
And I'm actually not. I'm balancing my credit card statement.
Hey, there's a sports story. Finally,
that's a true story.
After he hit the shot, then he texted.
No, that was a tweet. I don't have his number.
All right, he tweeted right after the two shots.
Yep, yeah, but I did get a text from Biff, who just sent me a picture of two girls lying on top of each other at the lake this weekend.
At the lake? Landing.
In parentheses, he said, "I hope you like the photo." Charlie, want to take a look at it? Looks like they're in the Flying Dragon Kama Sutra position. I don't know how that really works for them as far as, you know, works for them. Oh, don't you
Sorry about that.
And not that I'm interested, but where exactly was that?
That was Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh.
Address?
Mile marker 6.
Doug, it's time for the Hot Shots email of the day. We'll be at Hot Shots on Thursday, Hot Shots in Bridgeton for TMA Live, presented by Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And when we have our events, it's presented by Bud Select. Giving away a suspension special, Hot Shots burger with cheese and a side is the prize for today's Hot Shots email of the day.
Oh, God. I think this might be from a girl.
Gentlemen,
yep.
Just a reminder of course policies in advance of your next visit. Limit 700 pounds a cart. Limit 700 cigarettes a cart. Golfers on the course should golf, or at least bring clubs to put forth the appearance of intending to golf. I noticed several instances of men availing themselves to carts, free food and drinks, as well as the hospitality at the beverage tents, without even bothering to bring clubs or closed-toed shoes. Speaking of a dress code, a reminder, no sandals, sweat-soaked t-shirts, blue jeans, exposed midriffs, or assless pant. We received several complaints from the beverage tent hostesses regarding free lessons provided by members of your group. In the future, please direct these girls to the clubhouse for more information from our club pros. Relatedly, let Lise refrain from raiding their inventory during these free lessons. This happened. While on the subject, please also refrain from offering these girls rides home. This also happened. Thank you for your patronage. I think that's from John Smith, Tapawingo Marshall, or
Mrs. Dotem. John
Mrs.
Smith. Tapawingo Marshall or Mrs. Dotem.
Are they married? Just dating.
Doug?
I don't think it's legal for Dotem to get married.
I like
right
that
now.
Deke Dotem.
Isn't he a patriot?
He's good people.
He is.
Yeah, he's good people. He's suspended indefinitely, fellas. Keep that in mind.
Guys, at 7:07, I thought the show was great. Then Plowsy pulled the lever on the source button at 7:08, and the show sucked after that. Please consider this information for future presentations. Thanks, the management. Doug, that's Dr. Woody Bender.
Dr. Woody Bender. Bender.
Howdy. Doug is right, boys and girls should be separated in high school to avoid distractions. Look how well the ladies from Facts of Life turned out. Kim Field sued the pants off IHOP for using her name in the Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity campaign. Natalie lost a ton of weight and runs a pet grooming shop in Fenton. Is that true?
I think so.
Let's face it, Joe always had a thing for Blair, but she never let that get in the way of her small engine repair classes in the vocational wing of Eastland School. Speaking of Blair, she was always the privileged cock. She married a brain surgeon from the same snooty school intern Ethan went to. His friends call him Goat Boy. It's Dr. Goat Boy now. Mrs. Garrett would be so proud. That's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day
kind of a facts of life reset.
It really was.
Did we leave anybody out there? There was Joe, there was Blair, there was Tootie, there was Natalie. Is there somebody else?
I don't know. I don't remember.
That's a little before my time. Just a little bit.
Charlotte Ray. And they always had her playing the role of an alcoholic, and I always felt that was odd. Where are the girls that I? Mrs. Garrett. Always
you
the
think
same
she was drunk?
That's what it was insinuated. Where's Blair? Born in honor of the Free Dotem Open being moved to Belle Reve next year, a haiku. Balls, holes, cute shaft plane, landing strip shrub takes like beef. Muddy, muddy, tush not.
Don't say that. Who was that, Tim?
Twink Look about at Sea Monster back there just cracking up.
Tunnels 12,000.
Tunnels 12,000 has indeed been suspended.
Doug, is this email too long?
He's been...
Oh, my God.
Don't read it.
It's some plops,
That's intimidating.
Though. That's some plops. I mean, I feel like you give plops
You have to.
Just read
latitude.
The first paragraph.
All right, we'll see where it goes. Guys, plops here. At what point do we want to start having Larry sign a waiver before attending a station event? I mean, let's be honest. There's enough pressure on his heart that the damn thing is about 3 weeks away from falling out of his ass as a 19-pound diamond. Sweet Lady of Lourdes. He was drunk to the point where he actually became a bisexual by 8:20 in the morning. Even I was still chasing boob until at least 9. Switching speeds. I like that. That's a transitional device.
Yeah, not bad.
Switching speeds. I was at the JB pool yesterday. True story. There was a Lee Majeur walking around with a giant swastika tattoo on his stomach. Now I got to tread lightly. Never, ever is there any upside to joking about the swastika. Which was a real treat for everyone. Then I saw a kid get rescued from the deep end. After the rescue, I started talking to one of the lifeguards, and she informed me that going into Sunday, they had performed 75 rescues this week. Guys, please put up a PSA to the Hoosiers in your listening audience to get their damn kids under control. This is more frightening and off-putting than Iggy's sunspots, and I won't stand for it. Therefore, I'm happy to announce the Misty Plops School of Swim, launching in August 2017. I don't have a pool at this point, but we'll just gather in my basement where I'll talk to parents about swimming and then hit them up for Coke and HJs. That's about all it seems this Lee May crowd might be good for. I don't know. Maybe the station sponsors it. Maybe they don't. Thanks. Misty Plops.
Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
HJs.
Guys, I myself didn't go to J school. I didn't have the chops. I think it's because I went to a co-ed high school and was always very distracted by all of the feminines. But I think I've listened to the show long enough to offer intern Ethan some advice. Ethan, do you hate money? Do you want to talk to everyone you most admire, but in a way that makes them think you're an idiot?
That's funny.
Then stick with journalism. Sup, Lo? The Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
That was good. I'm going to
Shrewsbury
write that down.
Butter Squirrel.
Sup?
Wow, what a pony that Freed Odom Open was. Oh, me, oh, my. I had some of the greatest moments of my life happen this weekend on a lovely little track in Fenton. Tapawingo, which is Navajo for pelvic slime.
Is that true? I don't believe so, no.
I arrived at the track in normal attire and was immediately lambasted by Doug for not showing more skin, so I grabbed my cutoff shorts, half-collared shirt, gimp mask, and headed to the mahogany-rich men's dressing room. I saw the olds at the front desk eyeing me up. Out of respect to AM radio, I decided to run it by the hot desk trim. Hey guys, the radio station makes me put on a little outfit and dance around for the boys. Is this cool? I asked the Tapawingo staff. Sure, I guess. We all have jobs to do, he said. Oh, I don't get paid for any of this. Haha. Then there was a long pause, a lot of eye contact, and then I walked away. As I donned the cuck fit, I saw a lonely gentleman staring at me from the urinals. It was none other than Doug Vaughn. We were just about to brush each other's hair when Tim walked in and cucked us hard. It was so hot. And when the tourney started, Doug and I did not meet at hole two. I repeat, we did not meet at hole two. And it's definitely not a secret term for the construction Johnny off by the Merrimack River. Just to reiterate, Doug and I did not go down on each other and Johnny on the spot. See ya at the duel in the sun too, boys. Cucky the dwarf. Doug, that's what we have the Hot Shots email of the day.
Dwarf.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Who gets the Hot Shot suspension special?
I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
Man, a lot of good ones, yep. But I agree with Doug. Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel.
It would have been unanimous.
A quick one, sniper.
Congratulations to Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel. You have won a suspension special at Hot Shots. We'll have TMA Live on Thursday night at the Hot Shots with French Kevin, brought to you by One Select.
Easy. Easy.
Time for us to shut it down. It's the Hollywood Casino Press Box coming your way next. It's the Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff, Frank Cusumano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Monkey Shoulder is the official Scotch whiskey of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Enjoy yourself a glass, why don't you, this afternoon. On a Monday, isn't it nice to just have a glass of scotch?
It is.
Settle in?
Yeah, whenever, if you're into that, sure. It'd be a great day.
Time for us to shut it down for the Plowhawk, for intern Ethan, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin. For Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Charlie Marlowe, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.